Majlis, short Majlis, is going to be about Hazrat Ali Akbar. Please recite Surah Fatiha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Tonight is the night of 9th Muharram. It is the second night without water. It is very hot in Karbala. Children cannot sleep. How can they? They are very thirsty and hungry. The sound of Alatash, Alatash, Alatash breaks Hussein's heart. What can Hussein do? He is patient. For the sake of Allah, he is bearing it all. More is to come. Hussein's patience and sacrifice will be tested further. On a sure day, Hussein sacrificed all his faithful friends to remain patient. An and Muhammad were killed, yet Hussein remained patient. Qasim was torn to pieces, yet Hussein remained patient. Abbas's arms were severed, yet Hussein remained patient. How much can Hussein bear? How much more can he sacrifice? My fellow Husseini, for the sake of Islam, Hussein, our mom, sacrificed the most precious thing in his life, his teenage son, his 18-year-old son, Ali Akbar. Tonight, my fellow Husseinis, we will cry more and we will do more matam. Bibi Fatima will cry with us. Mawla Ali will join us. Hussein will pray with us. Hussein and Zainab will cry with us. Tonight is the night of the teenage son of Hussein, the life of Hussein, the darling of Zainab and Layla, the image of the Holy Prophet. Tonight is the night of Ali Akbar, the day of Ashura unfolded on the land of Karbala. It was Fajr time. Hussein called his son Ali Akbar. My son, Ali Akbar, go and give the azan. Ali Akbar, I want you to hear the voice of my grandfather. Ali Akbar, you sound so much like your great-grandfather, the Holy Prophet. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ali Akbar's azan echoed through the land of Karbala. Ali Akbar's last azan, it was no ordinary azan. It was filled with emotion. Hussein began to cry. He remembered his grandfather. All the ladies in the tents began to cry. Zainab burst into tears. Everyone prayed Fajr namaz. Soon after, the battle of Karbala began. One by one, Hussein's companions went to the battlefield and were martyred. An Muhammad went, they were martyred too. Qasim went, he was torn to pieces. Ali Akbar and Abbas helped Hussein carry the bodies through the tent. Shikana and was thirsty. Abbas went to get water. Abbas did not come back. Hussein is loving Ali Akbar, heartbroken, full of grief. So many did in one day. How much can Hussein take? Enough, enough, enough. No, my fellow Hussaini, more is to come. The greatest sacrifice in history is to come. Ali Akbar, the life of Hussein, the teenage son of Hussein, the darling of Hussein, came to his father and said, Father, may I have permission to go for jihad? Allahu Akbar. My fellow Hussaini, imagine the scene. Put your hand on your heart and think of what is happening. A teenage son has come to his old father for permission to die. How does the father allow his teenage son, 18-year-old, to die? Poor Hussein, what does he do now? How does he allow his teenage darling son to die? Hussein is helpless. His promise to Allah had to be honored. My son Ali Akbar, go. You have my permission. But Akbar, my darling, go and ask permission from your mother. Go and ask permission from Zainab, your auntie, who has brought you up. Go, son, go. Ali Akbar took permission from his mother, Layla. Ali Akbar then went to his auntie Zainab. Auntie Zainab, tell me one thing. Whose life is more important, your Ali Akbar's or Bibi Fatima's son, Hussein? my son, Ali Akbar. I would sacrifice 1,000 lives to save Bibi Fatima's son, Hussein's life. Then, auntie, do not stop me. Grant me permission. No one is left to save Hussein. Let me go, auntie. Let me go. Bismillah, my son. Go, my Ali Akbar, go. Ali Akbar mounted his horse. Hussein was crying. Umar Layla was crying. Bibi Khulthum was crying. Zainab was crying. Khuda Hafiz, mother. Khuda Hafiz, father. Khuda Hafiz, auntie Khulthum. Khuda Hafiz, auntie Zainab. Ali Akbar rode to the battlefield. He heard footsteps following him. He stopped and looked back. What did he see? His father, Hussein, was following him with his hands on his back. Hussein was running behind Ali Akbar. Father, where are you going? Please, father, go back to the tent. My son, Ali Akbar, I want to see you as long as I can. I will stop here, my son, but promise me you will keep looking after every few steps. Akbar, my darling, your old father wants to see you as long as he can. Ali Akbar continued. He looked back every few seconds. Hussein was there watching him. He reached the battlefield. Ali Akbar fought bravely. He killed many well-known warriors. Ali Akbar came to his father. Father, did you see me fight? I wish Uncle Abbas was here to see me. Father, a few drops of water. Father, I'm very thirsty. If I could just have a little water, I could send the entire army of Yazid to hell. My son, come near me. Touch my tongue. See if you can get some comfort from me. Ali Akbar touched Hussein's tongue. Father, your mouth is much drier than mine. Father, you must be thirsty, thirstier than myself. Ali Akbar returned to the battlefield. Omar Saad ordered his soldiers to kill Ali Akbar. While a few soldiers attacked Ali Akbar, one crept up behind him, thrust a spear into Ali Akbar's chest. Allahu Akbar. The spear penetrated Akbar's chest. The handle broke. A sharp blade stuck into Akbar's heart. He felt faint. Ali Akbar fell off his horse. He cried out, "Oh, father, accept my last salam to you." Ali Akbar did not call his father to come to see him. Hussein was alone, and Ali Akbar did not want to bother his old father. Hussein rushed to the battlefield. "My son, my darling, my Ali Akbar, where are you? Speak to your father, my son. Ali Akbar, my darling, where are you?" Hussein's son saw his son, Ali Akbar. His son was lying on the sands of Karbala with both of his hands on his chest. Ali Akbar was taking his last breaths. Poor Hussein, what shall Hussein do now? A father facing his teenage son dying. He placed Ali Akbar's head on his lap. "My son, Ali Akbar, my darling, Ali Akbar, why are you covering your chest? My son, is your chest hurting? Let me look at it, son." "No, father. No, don't remove my hands from my chest. You will not be able to bear it." Father, Hussein gently moved Ali Akbar's hands. "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." What did Hussein see? What did a father see? The blade of the spear stuck deep into Ali Akbar's chest. Ali Akbar was in a lot of pain. What shall Hussein do now? What shall Hussein do now? Hussein put both of his hands on the blade and looked towards Najaf. He cried out loud, "Baba, ya mushkil kasha, help me, Baba. It was easy for you to pull out the gates of Khaybar. Baba, it is difficult for me to pull out the blade of my son's chest. Baba, help me, Baba." With a cry of "Ya Ali," Hussein pulled the blade out. Blood gushed all out of Ali Akbar's chest. Hussein was covered with his son's, Ali Akbar's, blood. Ali Akbar took his last breath. What does Hussein do now? "On Muhammad, help them carry your brother's body. Qasim, help me. Abbas, I need your help." "Where are you, Abbas?" Hussein was alone. How does he carry Ali Akbar's body? Hussein alone could not carry Ali Akbar's body. He put Ali Akbar's hand around his neck. Hussein carried his 18-year-old son's body with great difficulty. His upper feet dangled, touching the sand of Karbala. Poor Hussein, so much patience, so much sacrifice. As he reached the tent, he cried out, "Zainab, help me, Zainab. Take your Ali Akbar. Umay Layla, help me. Take your darling. Inna alayhi wa inna alayhi rajiun." So.
No.